Hello, everybody. This is Michaela, and I am back with my third and last podcast on rheumatoid arthritis. In this podcast, I will talk about treatments. Currently, the treatments available for RA patients include drugs, medical procedure, and surgeries. Drugs including non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, immunosuppressive drugs, anti-inflammatory drugs, and steroid. The medical procedure is called arthrocentesis, in which they use a syringe to collect synovial fluid from a joint capsule. Surgeries include arthroplasty and joint replacement. Now, the immunotherapies that are being explored and trialed out there are many. Few include anti-TNFs, T-cell activation inhibitor, JAK inhibitors, B-cell inhibitors, interleukin inhibitors. But in this podcast, I will talk about two major B-cell inhibitor therapy. Now, many studies have proven that the level of B-cell correlates with joint destruction and bone erosion. Indeed, B-cell provide critical link between the development of tertiary lymphoid tissue within the inflamed joint and the propagation of the autoimmune process. For instance, CD4 T-cell activation in the rheumatoid synovium is dependent on the presence of B-cell follicles. So the depletion of B-cells would inhibit T-cell production of IFN-gamma and IL-1. So decreasing the number of B-cells would help greatly. It wouldn't cure the disease, it wouldn't cure it, but it would definitely reduce the damages and eventually stop the propagation of this autoimmune process. So the two therapies that we'll be looking at are called rituximab and tabalumab. Rituximab is targeting B cells by interacting with inhibitory receptors, also by triggering apoptotic mechanism, and by causing B cells to migrate elsewhere. And these cause the number of B cells to decrease significantly in targeted areas. Now, this has been tried on 748 patients, and those patients showed significant less radiographic progression at week 56. But this is only allowed to be used after failure of at least one TNF antagonist as well as traditional DMARDs. So this is one way to reduce significantly the number of B cells. Another way is called tabalumab. The tabalumab therapy is about inhibiting communication between T cells and B cells using blocking BAF on the membrane. This is only in phase 3 trial, but has shown long-term benefits. Unfortunately, I couldn't find much more about this because of, I presume, it's not far along in the trial. Now, there are other immunotherapies out there that include anti-CD20 and injection of staph protein A. But those do not involve much B-cell inhibition, so I didn't look into those. But tabalumab and rituximab are two of the major B-cell inhibitory immunotherapy available for rheumatoid arthritis. Now, thank you for listening, and I hope you all have a good rest of your summer. Bye.